Protester Samantha Bowden said Sucre is originally from Chile, but moved to Venezuela later in life. She said he is seeking political asylum in the U.S. Occupy Tampa demonstrator Rafael Rodriguez said Sucre was arrested while filming the tent removal.
He was not on his way at all. He was just shooting the whole thing. Pushed him out of the way. He fell on the ground. He, you know, then he picked him up. He arrested him. Picked him up, put him on the truck.
That's where these cops come from.
This other kid, Keith, I gave him a cigarette. He was smoking a cigarette. And the police and Officer Miles just followed him, arrested him.
Sucre was released from Tampa General Hospital, where he was assessed for injuries. He was released from jail this afternoon on $500 bail and was charged with opposing an officer without violence. Here is audio of when Sucre was detained from a video shot by protester Alex Schlegel.
Can you call 911?
Yeah, I'll call them. Police brutality.
I'm here. Can you call 911?
He just knocked him down.
Can we have your badge?
Can you call 911? What are you doing?
Can we
what
have your badge,
what's your badge number?
Sir.
What's your badge number?
What's your badge number, officer?
You can't do that, sir.
Hey.
Sir.
Hey, you cannot do that.
Are you a medical professional? Sir, what are you doing?
You cannot do that.
No, you cannot do that.
You cannot
do anything.
He's not resisting arrest. What are you doing?
911.
Are you arrested? Are you serious, man?
Keith Cuesta was arrested and charged with two counts of battery on a law enforcement officer, but bystanders said he accidentally walked in front of an officer who was navigating the crowd of about 50 protesters on the sidewalk. An employee at Orient Road Jail said Cuesta has been released after someone posted his $4,000 bond by paying $400 to a bondsman. This is audio of Cuesta's arrest from a video shot by protester Derek English.
Let go of him,
dude. I did not touch you. Let go of me.
This is
let go of me. I did not touch you. I did not touch you. I did not touch you. I did not touch
you. You touched him, you
videos show that the protester to be arrested, Stephen Gentile, approached the arresting officer, apparently confused why his friend Cuesta was being arrested. Gentile was released on a $2,500 bond this morning. Carrie Welsh watched as Gentile was arrested for battery on a law enforcement officer and nonviolent obstruction.
Why is he arrested? Why is he arrested? And filming the whole incident with the camera that I have now, which it will be on YouTube. And the cop said, "You're next." Got in the car, arrested the one guy, came back, and basically hunted Steve down.
The video shows that when Gentile was arrested, he was walking away from Officer Miles with his hands held high above his head. Here is more audio from Schlegel's video.
You just threw his thing on the floor.
Clear the sidewalk.
The sidewalk's clear.
The sidewalk's
clear.
Run! 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 Steve! Run!
Got you on it.
Go!
Go!
On Tuesday, the Tampa Police Department told protesters to remove one of several tables that Occupy Tampa has been using for the purposes of distributing political literature. Protester Nick W. and some of his friends constructed a 24-foot-long table since they are only allowed to have one.
And so we can have all of our information on it and not be harassed. And but this will be a big enough table we can all sleep under if we have to. Going right up here on the sidewalk, Curtis Dixon Park.
Shortly after 9 this morning, Police Captain Brian Dugan led a team of about 7 officers who tore up the table. They also removed a folding table that had been stored under the larger one.
All right, guys, we need to pick up all this stuff. One table, that's
it. It is one table.
Pick
up your stuff. Let's go.
Pull it apart.
Take it apart.
After the police took all of Occupy Tampa's tables, a protester named John Thomas erected the smaller table. Yesterday, two other protesters were arrested. Alex Schlegel was skateboarding in the park and was stopped by police. When they asked for his identification, he asked for their probable cause.
Put me up against the bathroom wall and then she grabbed my genitals, started feeling everywhere around me, going in my pockets and everything, you know, taking everything out of my pockets, searching me basically. And then never read me my rights, nothing, and they put me into the back of the cruiser. I was sent over to the jail over here. I forget what it's called, but I had to wait there for about 2 hours. I was fingerprinted and screened and then released.
Schlegel was arrested along with Dakari Jones, both of whom were released without bond that same day. Jones was arrested while sitting in the park during the daylight.
I was sitting on a blanket, straight up, eyes open. I had a flag in one hand, American flag. I went and grabbed it, and I had a protest sign on the other hand, and that's all I had on me.
The sign he was holding said TPD are a layoff away from being one of us.
Yeah, I've been hearing USA Today posted something about 12,000 police jobs being in danger of being laid off. You know, and I felt the sign was relevant. And I felt that the officers needed to know that we're on their side, too. We're fighting for their rights also.
About 150 protesters marched through the streets of downtown last night. Our website, WMNF.org/news, has videos of the arrests. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in Tampa.